4:59, so.
Okay, well.
You'd hate to be premature.
Wouldn't want to do that.
I see like 14 seconds.
Yeah. Where's Bob Cable when I need him? Okay. He would have closed on that so fast.
As long as you smile. Is it good for you?
You let me know when you're hit, when you hit record.
There it is, 5 o'clock right
We're 5 o'clock.
Okay. Welcome to the San Antonio Water Company Board of Directors meeting, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022 at 5 p.m. Can I get,
Amen.
Board Member Parker to do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Katie. Do we have any recognitions or presentations?
Just for full board disclosure, Director Cable and Director Bocock can contact staff at their very last moment. They won't be available for tonight's open session. Director Bocock is available by phone for closed session.
Thank you, Brian. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Staff has none.
Okay. Do we have any shareholder or public testimony? Okay. There being none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Do any directors?
So moved.
Okay. It's been regularly moved and seconded that we approve.
Yep.
Okay, let's vote.
Is it bringing it up on you guys? Is it allowing you?
We're in.
Vote entered. Waiting for... Should we give everyone?
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay, that passes unanimously. Now we're going to move right along to agenda item 5, PVPA. Katie?
Board meeting, they adopted their fiscal year 2022-23 budget. Annual gross revenue was $2.44 million, annual operating cost $1.21 million, so they had an excess revenue of $1.23 million. PVPA and Six Basins Water Master, they amended their supplemental agreement to fund the strategic plan, including this year $150,000. They moved to sponsor the Waterwise Community Festival, which will happen at the California Botanical Garden, I believe is the new name for it, on Sunday, November 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So they're a sponsor for a total of $10,000. Let's see. Oh, the special meeting to discuss attorney work that's been done so far regarding the property tax ramifications of possible land sale was rescheduled from August 24th to possibly October 4th. It hasn't been finalized yet. And then weed and brush removal on the properties has been completed for fire prevention, and that was required by LA County. That's all I have to report.
Thank you, Katie. We don't have anything for Six Basins with Terry not being here. So we're going to move right along to Chino Basin, and Brian, go ahead after that, segue into Cucamonga Basin.
Thank you. Chino Basin, so Braden and I met with Peter the other day. We had lunch and had a nice discussion on the OBMP implementation plan discussion and how to move forward with getting some things accomplished at Chino Basin Water Master. I think it was a good discussion. Peter's going around to multiple agencies and talking with them about how to move the projects or move the process forward, and I'm sure we'll be hearing an update on that in the upcoming meetings. Yes, sir.
Was Braden, and at the same time, was this part of the process that I avoided?
That's a different
deal. Okay, just check.
Yeah.
Okay, it was different. Thank you. I want to make sure it wasn't the same thing.
No, this was very informal, and it was a good discussion. So we all three agreed, I think, at the end of the meeting, even at the beginning of the meeting, we all three agreed on the process forward. Now it's just a matter of if it can be carried out.
Thank you.
Cucamonga? Oh, that's right, Cucamonga. We had a meeting of the minds amongst the three agencies, and we had an update from the engineer on the project, the hydrogeology a modeling project. They're making good headway, and we should be seeing some progress moving forward with that over the next couple of months in terms of modeling and updates. So other than that, I can't think of anything significant that we discussed. That was about it.
Okay, thank you, Brian. And the general manager's report and on activities?
So we have the master plan budget amendment. I'm requesting an additional $20,000 for the master plan, strictly because, mainly because of water modeling issues. We're trying to get the model to match real world conditions so that we can continue to use the model as we move forward with our planning. And it's going to add about a $20,000 increase to the project.
Are we taking into consideration inflation with a lot of the other projects right now that you have outstanding? Because I know we're having issues with them coming back, even our city, where they're coming back and they're going, hey, we need more.
So this is just to figure out what size of the project and not a budgetary issue for the project. Once we have, and the master plan will have estimated costs for the projects that they're recommending, and they are part of this increase is to update those costs because they had the costs prepared. Then we ran into the modeling issues, and it's been about literally 9 months, maybe a year, since we have to dust those numbers off and increase those based on inflation. So yes.
As far as other projects also?
Yes.
So, the other projects all could be coming back then with some increases, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, so material costs, we're looking at 19-20%. I've heard some of them are up as high as.
So any projects that we've currently got under contract, those costs should be locked down. And for instance, perfect example would be the well. Mm-hmm. 19. I just found out from the contractor that the fiberglass casing is about a 6 to 8 month lead time, so they can't start construction until early next year, early 2023. That should not impact the cost at all because they've agreed to a certain price.
Has that vendor agreed to the same price?
I can't say whether the vendor has or not because that's through the contractor, and I have to hear from the contractor. He has not talked to me about price increasing yet. He's just talked to me about delays in securing the material.
Is that the only vendor that's out there available for that product?
The only vendor that the contractor is using. I don't get involved in contractor
Understood.
Procurements.
Because that could be, if we could find somebody else to make prevent the delay. Because the delay is going to cost anyway, we know that.
Yeah, I mean, delays cost money, that's for sure.
So, okay. Might be worth asking him if he's checked for a second source. I would anticipate most have second sources.
I would assume, because he was actually scheduled to start the project, I would assume he has exhausted all his resources available to get the material. But I will double check.
That Will may know somebody.
Yeah, not anymore.
I thought you knew a guy.
In the day.
Okay, thank you.
So the issue at hand is would the board approve a $20,000 increase to the master plan for the modeling and dusting off the project, the estimated construction cost numbers? If you do this moving forward, we should have a draft of the master plan available for the October board meeting.
I move we approve.
I'll second.
$20,000 master plan expansion.
Okay, it has been regularly moved and seconded that we add $20,000 to the master plan.
Master plan budget.
So let's vote.
It's all good.
Did it pop up?
Yep.
And that passes unanimously. Okay, Brian.
Thank you. All right, agenda item 6B is a discussion regarding the Saco campus consolidation project and the possibility of doing a study on 20th Street property owned by Saco. During a conversation I had with Director Belto a number of weeks ago, it was brought up that 20th Street might be an alternative location. We agreed to go out there and look at it with City Manager Blay. We did. All three of us kind of went, this has possibility, this has legs. Let's see if we can maybe run with it a little bit. I spoke with the architect that we have under contract for this project. He and I went out there and met the week after, and he went, yeah, this has a possibility. Doing a feasibility study is a good idea. And so with that, I'm bringing it back to the board as an opportunity to get direction on, do we move forward with a feasibility study on the 20th Street property? I've laid out a couple of issues regarding the 20th Street property, how we would handle site layout and zoning, have to engage with city planning, have to engage with SCT regarding access from Campus Avenue, a couple other issues that we discussed would be not having a boardroom. We continue to enjoy the benefits of city council chambers and the Pinky Alder room for board meetings, so there's no reason to, there's no real reason to have a boardroom. It's a nice to have. If anything was no object, it'd be great to have, but we don't need it. So taking that out of the budget would reduce cost. And then there was one other issue, the other issue was just location, and the 20th Street property might be able to solve that problem. So I'm asking the board tonight if you could let me do a feasibility study, get a couple of these questions answered, bring that back to you maybe by the end of the year, assuming we can, Eric, if the architect can actually get it done within that time, connect with SCD, connect with the city planning department, and see if we can move forward any further.
What's the difference? Why are we in locations? I don't see why the Benson property didn't work.
The Benson property, both properties have their pluses and minuses. The Benson property had significant more groundwork to do. We had demolition of facilities there. It was located in a more complicated area in terms of access. The 20th Street property has access, assuming that we can get access to Campus Avenue, it's a direct shot up to the Heights, so it actually is better access for our field crews. It's a little bit larger property. It's not as elevation difference. It's a flatter parcel.
We own the reservoir that's right next to that. Is that our reservoir?
Reservoir one is ours, yes.
Oh, that's
and that's a raw water reservoir that feeds the rock quarry. So we can keep that one in place.
All right, well, I'll second Director Goss's motion.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded. Let's take a vote.
With that said, I would encourage you to provide us, if we could get that access through campus, that would be ideal, and set it back far enough so that the residents, it's an ideal location, it's got lots of room, which is really nice.
That passes unanimously.
Well, the property between campus was a dead end, sorry.
That's the Edison.
Edison easement.
So if we were able to use that easement, would it be more of a gated driveway so people don't shortcut into the
That's a key consideration.
That's what I would like to.
We have right of way over the Edison easement since we've been here before Edison, so we should be able to secure from Edison the ability to use their easement as access to company vehicles and not anyone else. We want to keep that as a closed access. We don't want one street going through.
Absolutely not. Okay.
And that would be made very clear to the residents there.
Right.
That it's strictly, and they wouldn't even see it if you cut that corner. If you get Edison to give us that little edge of that corner there, you'd really be coming in on that edge of that corner. You wouldn't even be interfering with the cul-de-sac. Right across.
Brian, don't you already know the entrance off of 20th Street in the residential area is a small gate?
So, technically not an entrance, but we do have a pipeline that crosses from campus to the Heights of the neighborhood and through to the property. We deliver water through the area, so we already have a footprint in that zone, and we do have keys to those gates, but they're not a full-time entrance, and we need to make sure the SCE understands what we're proposing.
It's a better to have access both ways and not get stuck on 20th and not be able to go over and having to go all the way around.
The idea behind it is so the residents, because we got to look at it from the residents' perspective. We want the residents to believe that that's strictly going to just be a wall there, like it is now.
It is now.
And there would be, more, I think we talked about trees and doing something along that face of it, because you're going to be closer to the freeway side. Mm-hmm. So when you go to the lot and you walk it, it's much, when you get there, it really does make sense when you look at it. It does.
Forgot all about it.
It's also better to have the equipment.
And it already has your cell site on it that you...
Lease out.
That you're leasing, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it has a cell site, so they have to have access to it anyway. Yep. So.
And you can put an electronic billboard on that site.
Save water!
Yeah. I can make money there.
Good idea.
Absolutely. There we go.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
That's a good idea.
You, Brian. We'll bring that back as soon as possible. So
speaking on behalf of the city, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the discussion. So agenda item number 6C, if I could be so bold. is we received a request from Director Parker to attend the ACWA Fall Conference, and I thought that was an excellent idea, and I'm hoping that the board could extend the invitation to any director or staff member who wishes to go. So I'm looking for authorization to, as a minimum, allow Director Parker to attend, and it would be a cost of about $780 for the attendance, and she has already assured me that she would be sharing a room with someone she knows, and that there would be no cost for the room for her. So, anyone else wishes to attend, I don't see any problem with the company paying for their attendance and paying for their room.
So let me clarify.
Okay, I was going to say, actually, not the person doesn't. Of course.
It's not my boyfriend this time.
Oh.
This time.
I'll second that.
Okay, and we're also opening it up to anyone else that wants
where
to
is
go.
It again, right? Where is it going to be at again?
Indian Wells.
When?
And it is the last week of November, November 29th through December 1st. It's smack dab middle of the week.
So if I ask my wife to go to Mexico like we usually do, or does she want to go to Indian Wells, Mexico?
That's a good time to be golfing out there, though.
Okay, let's vote.
Waiting on. Okay.
Be a little nervous when she mentioned her boyfriend.
Yeah. That passes unanimously as well.
If any other directors wish to attend, I'd ask that they reach out to the front office, talk to Tiffany, and she gets you all set up and secure. We'll work under arrangements with Tiffany. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Ritz Carlton. I think
it is.
I think he made reservations, but he couldn't get it where it's actually at, because it was all booked up. But we're right.
Ritz Carlton's nice up on the hill. They have a nice steakhouse there. They don't serve salt and pepper, so obviously you know it's good.
it's actually the Renaissance Esmeralda and or the Hyatt Regency, which are not exactly shabby hotels.
And the city of Anaheim is covering his cost to stay there.
Before we get off that, Mr. President, do we still get invitations from Met Water and so on to send directors on their tour?
I haven't seen anything in a number of years. I suspect it's probably COVID-related. They probably canceled the tours. But if I did get something, I would definitely forward it.
If you Met Water Tour or the Edison Tour, those are really extraordinary opportunities to learn a lot about how water gets down here.
So some agencies are doing it. I don't think IEUA is doing it this year, but I'm going to go on a conference to the Colorado River Water Tour with the City of Anaheim is small, and I think they're combining with West Basin this year. And I'm going mid-November with my husband.
I think IEUA is doing it. IEUA.
Craig Parker.
IEUA is doing it because I know they've invited us down there to go through CRP5.
Okay.
I know they are. And so
they did do that, that's true.
Well, this is Colorado River Tour, though.
Where you go through the dam. And
district, yeah. I hadn't heard, and then they have one that goes up to the state.
Check the earthquake calendar.
The earthquake calendar?
I saw a movie about the thing breaking down.
Oh.
Yes. Remember the dam?
It's okay, there's no water in there.
It's really true.
Yeah, right.
Well, lake meets up. Lake meets up. The water level's up.
Is it really?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That last storm helped out. Didn't solve all the problems.
Well, the last storm we had here dumped a lot of water.
Yeah.
I was up there on Euclid Avenue cleaning out drains.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Army Corps was reporting only a quarter of an inch at the dam. We called them on it, and they said, oh, yeah, they were using our rain gauge as a trash dump.
Yeah.
So we got about an inch and a quarter of the dam.
Got it inaccurate.
I'd be curious how much went into the catch basin over here and up.
Yeah, we filled up basin 6 in Upland, and it's been dropping about a foot a day, so all of that's percolating downward.
Nice.
Good news.
Okay, we'll be going into closed session now.
All right.
We're adjourning for closed session.
That's all right. Thank you.
We'll return shortly. I'm going to report out on agenda item 7A. The general manager has given direction from the board to contact Fenimore to negotiate a contract. 7B, we will not be selling the property at this time. And 7C, I mean, I'm sorry, 7C, that was 7C. 7B, the general manager's annual review. The board agreed to raise the general manager's salary to $240,000 a year with $820 car allowance. And that will do it. If anybody else has anything to say, any director comments? There being none, this meeting is adjourned.
Sweet.
Are we going out for